Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly.
Today on Know-How,
pack your bags, we're going on a geek trip.
It's a travel episode, part one. It's a Twitch show where we build, bend, brick, and upgrade. I am Father Robert Palliser.
I am Megan Maroney. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to all of you. By the way, they're the ones who are getting things done right now. So that's all I'm going to say. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. I have this Android phone that I can open with my face, and it has a notch.
I knew this was going to happen. You did the six-week switch, mm-hmm. and now you're just hooked on Android.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's what's happening,
hooked
right?
Hooked on Android. Oh, what a feeling.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I can't. I should save this for later. I just wanted to tease the notch Android phone.
Well, I mean,
it's just like an iPhone.
Yeah. Yes, folks, just remember, the notch makes the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
No. But Megan, we're going to do something a little special today. Actually, for the next 2 weeks, you see, I get a lot of email that I put I read it. I read every single piece of email that you send, but a lot of times it just kind of gets filed away into the fan box until there's a critical mass. So when I get enough emails about a particular subject, I know, okay, that's something we have to tackle. This is one that's way, 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 way overdue. Every time we do an episode that involves any sort of travel gadgets, it gets a lot of views. And we get people who are writing in saying, I'm traveling or I'm planning a travel. What should I do? What gear should I bring? How should I be looking at what I'm going to be doing over the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 months, a year? So I thought, let's break a couple of those down over the next 2 weeks. I'm going to do this one with you. And let's show what we think people should be bringing when they pack their bags.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So let's kick it off with, I think, by far, the most extreme email I've got in my box. This is something I wish I could have done. It's from Seamus in San Diego, California. Megan, what does Seamus have to say?
He says, I'm planning a six-month adventure, and I need some tech advice. I'll be spending 2 weeks each in Dublin, Amsterdam, Berlin, Paris, Rome, and Venice, Barcelona, Mykonos, Seoul, Tokyo, and Manila.
Wow.
That's a lot. I'm really good at packing light as far as clothes are concerned, but I need tech that will work everywhere so I can upload stories, pictures, and videos. I'll be bringing my 13-inch MacBook Pro 2017 to write and edit videos. Also, a dozen USB-powered devices, including my unlocked iPhone 8S,
nice.
Plantronics Backbeat Pro, Apple Watch, and an international hotspot through which I plan to use my phone. I'll also have a few AC-powered gadgets like my electric tea kettle and a UV water sterilizer that can support all voltages. Suggestions for travel efficiency? Secrets you've learned over the years that you can share?
First of all, wow. Let's look at, what is that? Dublin, Amsterdam, Berlin, Paris, Rome, Venice, Barcelona, Mykonos, Seoul, Tokyo, and Manila. Holy cow, my friend.
I know. That's, I want a secret on how you can do that for 6 months.
Well, I mean, see, that's the thing. He wrote a corollary email, and this is sort of a workcation. So he's actually being sent to these places. He's going to be writing a bunch of travel articles, editing some videos together. That sounds like an awesome gig. For 6 months. Whoa. I mean, seriously, that's so many people would love to do this. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awesome, actually.
And I know we're not going to talk too much about the headphones, but I also use the Plantronic Backbeat.
They're nice.
The Backbeat Pro, I have the new ones, the Pro Voice, which respond to your voice. You can just say, like, you know, hey, Alexa, give me a creepy laugh, and then she'll laugh right in your ears.
You've done that, right?
Yes.
Though, too creepy for me. But you're right. No, the Backbeat Pros, so comfortable, sounds so good. And of course, if you're an iPhone user, because you're Bluetooth, it's probably one of the best Bluetooth sounding headphones I've seen so far. But we're not going to be talking about that. Let's break it down. Anytime I'm traveling, I like to take a look at what I'm bringing and what I want to do. Because that kind of determines what should be in my loadout, right, to support me. We know that he's bringing a 2017 MacBook Pro, and that means it's USB-C. So it's a different kind of charging system. We know that he's bringing his iPhone 8S, and it's unlocked, which is that really important anymore? I mean, most iPhones should be unlockable, right?
I think so. I mean, it depends on, yeah. I mean, you have to buy them unlocked,
right,
I think.
Right.
I use Sprint, and I love it. And they didn't pay me to say that at all.
So it's got an Apple Watch. It's got USB charged headphones, the Plantronic Backbeat Pros, USB charged hotspot, and he's using the hotspot to connect his phone through so that he can get international data. I'm assuming he's going to be making VoIP calls. Although, really, who's going to be calling? He's probably just going to be texting and sending out messages and pictures over the hotspot. A total of a dozen USB devices. So that's, I mean, I want to know what he's carrying. That's a lot of stuff. But okay. Also, this is kind of interesting. I haven't normally seen this when people are planning travels. Who wants to bring his tea kettle?
Mm-hmm.
Which I get. I don't drink tea, but I understand people get really kind of protective about what goes into their tea. And if you've ever seen like the tea kettles that you have in hotels, most of them should be thrown out. Mm-hmm. They're disgusting. And also a UVC sterilizer. And I've seen these. You plug them in, you put them into water, turn it on for like 10 minutes, and basically it uses UVC and ozone to kill everything. Any microorganisms will be dying. And besides, any that aren't dead are going to die when you boil it for your tea. But those are AC devices. Those are not charged by USB. And that kind of gives us an idea of the things that we should put into his travel kit. Now, he needs to do a couple of things. He needs to power all of the devices. He needs to be able to stay connected. And he needs to be able to stay mobile. So I'm thinking those are the three goals that we should have for Seamus as he's packing for his whirlwind trip. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
More or less?
I think so.
Yeah. These are the maxims that I follow whenever I'm traveling. I like flexibility. So I'd like to bring tech that can be used in a variety of ways. I don't like single-use devices just because that's space and weight for one specific thing. If I can bring a multi-use device, I will always prefer the multi-use device. Are you the same way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to bring, like, the charger that only charges the one thing, because mm-hmm. then you're thinking, well, I'm going to bring a brick for everything. That's no go.
Yeah, we want the Swiss Army knife of chargers.
Precisely, which is why I like the fact that he's using a USB-C laptop, because that does kind of simplify what you bring. I mean, before USB-C, it really was, well, you have to bring your USB chargers and then bring the laptop charger.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I'm desperate, I'll charge my USB devices off my laptop, which is plugged in, but that's not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to do that. The second maxim that I like to follow is portability. I want to reduce the amount of stuff I have to carry, and I also want to carry less of it, weight-wise. So I'm always looking for lighter devices. But I'm balancing that against durability, because I also don't want to bring super light devices that break the very first time I have to unpack it. The last thing I like to look at is redundancy. So in my kit, I try to make sure that if I lose or break any one thing, it's not a showstopper. A clear showstopper used to be the laptop charger. That's like the one thing where if that breaks, you've got a finite amount of power left in the laptop, and then it's done. It's a brick. So when I design my kit, I always try to include little devices that can be used on multiple other devices. So it's a nice little mesh. It's a sphere of travel coolness, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I will.
You will. You will. All right. So let's break this down for him. These are the things that I see him needing. He needs a way to power, that means charge everything. He needs a way to power things while he's portable, so disconnected from grid power, and then he also needs a connection fallback, because this is going to be the way he's making his money. It's the way he's going to be paying for his vacation, so if he's not connected, he's not producing. Let's look at that first issue. This is, I love this, and I like the fact that his itinerary is kind of complicated, because it really brings up something that I always run into, and that's the fact that when you're moving from country to country to country, and it's not just in Europe, he's going from Europe to Asia, from the United States, you're going to be running into different plugs, different powers, and different cycles. That's complicated. That plays havoc on equipment. Denmark, Ireland, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and Greece all use 230 volts 50 hertz. South Korea and the Philippines uses 220 volts, 60 hertz. The United States uses 120 volts, 60 hertz. And then Japan uses 100 volts, both at 50 and 60 hertz. So automatically, he's running through five different power systems. He's going to need something that can bridge that so that he's not carrying a different set for every country. The first thing that I'd like to suggest, and I actually have one, but it's currently in Rome. Sorry, I had to leave it there. If you go to the link for this, it's the Anker Power Strip. I love this thing. This is probably one of the best international purchases I made in a while. It's a 6-outlet, 4-USB port power strip. It will provide 2.4 amps per USB port, so it will charge all those high-power devices. Has an 18-month warranty, which I like, because this is a device that you are going to be just destroying all the time. It gets a lot of abuse. But what I like about this is I can use this, so, you know, an international adapter, and I'm not even going to link this up because there are so many different ones. Go to the overhead, Burke. This is one of those kits that allows me to adapt to pretty much any plug standard in the world. Based on which combination of adapters I want to use. I can also rotate these if I want, if I'm in one of those countries that has a little slant to their plugs. But the problem is I don't want to have to bring one of these for every single device that I'm using. And that would be annoying. What I can do with the Belk, with the Acer device.
Anker.
I can't remember which company is going from which. What I can do with the Anker power strip is I can plug one into the power socket, and now I have 6 outlets that are U.S. standard that are outputting what the local power is, but it's protected. It's got surge protection. It's got a circuit breaker, so I'm not popping things, which is actually really important because I've destroyed stuff international before. It means that he can use his UV wand. It means he can use his tea kettle because those are both international standards, so they'll go all the way down from 100 up to 240 volts. And it also means I get those 4 USB ports automatically. So in one device, I can support all of my AC devices plus charge 4 USB devices.
That's nice. And plus, it'll just fit on the side of your suitcase, like, you know, just shove it in the side.
Right, right. And again, you make so many friends at an airport when you have a power strip. And if you have a power strip that has multiple USB connectors, you make lots of friends. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, folks. So pick yourself up one of those. Those are $30. Here's the thing. If you go back to that page, Burke, there are less expensive options. In fact, if you scroll down a little bit, I'm betting Amazon will suggest a bunch of those less expensive options. They go all the way down to $15. $15, there's $20 ones. Always look to make sure that they are protected. They have to do surge protection, and they have to have a circuit breaker, because if they don't, it means that you're trusting the local power system to not fry your gear. I'm not there. I don't do that. Have you lost anything because of power or during your travels?
Not yet.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
No,
I now just jinxed you.
Said that.
That's my bad. Sorry about that. Okay, so I've got the power strip. You've got something from MyCharge, because once we've got our power strip down, let's have a device that I can charge up from that power strip.
Okay, this is called the MyCharge. Here it is. Very small. If you can take the overhead camera, you can take a look at what it looks like. Not that camera.
There you go.
And it has two chargers here, and it plugs, and it has an extra USB port here, and it plugs right into the wall. So you don't have to use one of your,
yeah,
a lot of
I
the
love
backup
that
batteries.
Out.
Yeah, so you can use one of those big plugs, which you had more on your Anker strip. You had more of the big, these, you know, two-prong plugs than you did the USB slots. So this is USB-C. MyCharge makes all kinds of ones. So if you have an iPhone, they have Lightning. This is micro USB and USB-C. And now you're going to have to answer this question for me. Is this enough power to charge your MacBook, this USB-C?
No. Now, okay. What you could do is you could connect this to your MacBook, and it would very slowly, slowly charge.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to charge while operating.
Right.
And in fact, even if you have it plugged in while operating, it will still slowly discharge. It's because it's not going to provide enough of juice. That's 10,000 milliamp hours of capacity, which is decent. It's not a huge amount, but it's enough to keep your phone charged and topped off. But what I like about this is because we've got that power strip, this will work just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just fold out the prongs and plug it into the power strip, and now I've got my little battery. Also, the fact that I've got a USB port here in addition to the built-in cables. And you can get this in a variety of configurations. They've got USB-C. They've got mini or micro USB. They've got Lightning. So find the one that you want and buy that one. They actually make really good stuff. MyCharge is probably... MyCharge and Anker are my two favorite battery pack manufacturers right now. And they, you know, they do good stuff.
Yeah, this one is well-loved because I carry it everywhere I go. I often use it to charge my backup batteries.
Yeah.
The backup battery to charge the other backup battery. But I used this when I had Jason's Pixel because it was the USB-C and it was really great for that.
All right. There is one other thing that I should mention about this, which is it's a unique feature to MyCharge devices, which Anker currently does not do. This will do pass-through. So on anchored batteries, if you plug in the charge, it disables the USB port. So you can't charge the battery at the same time that it's powering other devices. This does. So I can have this plugged into the wall, charging phones at the same time that the battery is charging off of the grid power. Mm-hmm. That can save you a lot of time. If you're looking for a device that allows you to keep topped off even while you're running around, this is actually a pretty good way to do it. And again, it's light. It's nice, light, mm-hmm. and small.
Right, yeah. So pick the one that works for you, whatever your device is.
Precisely. Now, let's go from this to, of course, my favorite. I've shown this off several times. I went through a lot of different power packs before I decided on this one. This is the one that I carry with me, and this thing is a monster. This is the Anker PowerCore 26800. You have to skip down to the bottom, the second segment, Burke. This is an $80 power pack. And it's ridiculous. It's 26,800 milliamp hours. So it's three of the My Charges. But of course it's heavier. This thing is 1.3 pounds.
That's heavy.
It is a little heavy. But here's the thing. This actually is enough to charge and operate your MacBook. So you can plug this in. It will charge it as you go. It's enough to charge your MacBook completely. You can charge your iPhone 8S, I think, like 11 times before you kill the cell. It's got two 15-watt USB ports, so 3-amp max, plus a USB-C port, which is a 30-watt max. It comes with a 27-watt USB-C wall charger, which lets you charge it at 27 watts. That's zero to full in 4 hours. So from completely dead to completely full in 4 hours. Plus, it supports PowerIQ for compatible devices. So if you've got a device that supports fast charging, this will do it. So you've got our two batteries. The difference is your MyCharge also has the ability to take power from the grid. And so I don't see these necessarily as competing. They're kind of complementary. This is a great battery just to throw in your pack and know that you're going to have power. You're always going to have power to top off your devices. But there's no way to charge it unless you're using another charger. Mm-hmm. This is all self-contained, which... yeah, kind of cool.
You could also hit someone over the head with that Anker one too, if you needed that.
Jason, I'm gonna bet that next week Jason's gonna hit himself in the head with these things because that's what he likes doing. That's his test. He calls it the out test. Yeah, go figure. All right, let's go to the next part. And all right, take a step back. I did say I like to reduce the amount of gear that I carry, and right now he has to carry the USB-C charger for his MacBook. No, he doesn't, actually, because I've got this. So this is the Anker. It's the premium wall charger. There we go. You've seen this before because it is one of my favorite devices. In fact, I think, yeah, John Jammer B right now is bringing out the one that here. Bring that over here. Twit's got one of these. This is how popular it is. I've got one of these in Rome, one of these in Las Vegas. I've got one at home. I've got one I carry in my bag. They're just really good, and they're only $30 a pop. 60 watts of power total between all the parts, including USB-C PD. And PD is what you need to be able to charge like a MacBook. It's the higher level of charge. I've got four 2.4 amp USB ports. So in one charger, which is smaller than the USB-C charger that you're going to carry with a MacBook, I can charge and power the MacBook plus four other USB devices. That's nice. And this also does straight USB-C to USB-C charging of this Anker battery.
Oh.
And it will charge it within 4 hours. So, again, it's redundancy. It's another way for me to get rid of another piece of gear I would normally have to carry in my bag.
That's nice.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've got two of these, I think you should take this one.
Yeah, they'll never know.
They'll never know.
Oh, wait, that's why John sticks the stickers on it.
Those stickers don't come off. They're with indelible ink. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. All right, let's go to the second segment. And the second segment is about portable power. The first part was about charging. I already kind of strayed into this because I wanted to show off my big battery.
And the MyCharge is portable, too.
And the MyCharge is portable. But let's talk about the Belkin valet, because he is traveling with an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Apple Watch people complain about is, well, you're not going to just dump the dock into your backpack, especially for international travel. You've got something a little slicker.
I do. Well, yeah, I do have the Belkin dock at home. But yeah, I did used to bring that with me on travel. And every time I went through the security, they would just be like, what the heck is that? It looks like a weapon.
It does.
And so this is much better. The worst thing is to forget your Apple Watch charger, because it works for nothing else, your Apple Watch charger, just your Apple Watch. And if you forget it, then you're out of luck. So this, the Belkin charger, is, it's not only just for your Apple Watch, it also has portable USB. So it has the USB out, and it has the USB out and USB-C in.
And ooh, so nice. Oh, this charges nice and quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
but the big thing, Megan, is look.
Yeah, the Apple Watch charger.
That?
So, and it's really great. You just slap it on there, and it charges up.
That's nice.
And you have to, this one is a little, you have to really
attach it on there. You kind of have to buckle it in, right?
Yeah, you buckle that baby in there, and you're good to go. And I love this. And it's not, I mean, it's definitely worth the price for travel, so that you don't have to have that other, you know, that other Apple Watch charger that does nothing else but charge your Apple Watch. Like you said before, you need something that has more than one use.
6,700 milliamp hour battery. You're talking about 1 amp. 5 watts out of the USB port. So it's not enough to fast charge, but it is enough to keep topped off, you know, keep your phone topped off, especially if you are going to be traveling with one of the other power packs. Now, I know you do this, but it's actually really, really inefficient to charge a battery with a battery.
Because you do what you have to do.
You do what you have to do. And in that case, what I would do is, I guess you start with the MyCharge, which will also charge the Anker, which will then charge the Belkin.
Well, the other thing is that it sounds like you're traveling alone. With the family, you need all of these, because they are the most popular thing in your family. I have 3 kids, and when we travel, these are like gold.
Right. And I should say that together, the MyCharge and the Belkin actually weigh less than the big Anker battery. So, I mean, if this actually is a doable solution, because now I have a way to charge it, and I have 2 different batteries to provide power to multiple devices.
The other thing I might get if I were you that I just learned about on iOS today, Leo has an Apple Watch charger that you can keep on your keychain. And I don't, just search Amazon for Apple Watch keychain.
He's been getting
charger.
A lot of those recently.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's staying up late at night and like finding the weird links for just crazy devices.
He took Twitter and Facebook off his phone, so now it's all Amazon. So look for one of those. It's really nice. It's just, he just keeps it on his keychain.
No, all right. Now let's go on from, we've got our power sorted. So we've got the power strip. We've got a multiple unit power charger from Anker. We've got the Anker battery. We've got a MyCharge battery. We've got a Belkin battery. Let's talk about connectivity, because connectivity is one of these things where it can be a little tricky if you've never done international travel. And he never mentioned whether or not he's a pro at international travel, but I'm going to assume that he's a novice. Whenever you're going into a country, and I've said this on several programs, I will say it many more times because I think it needs to be heard, the most economical way to get connectivity into a country that you're going to is just to buy a SIM in the local country. I know your carrier is trying to sell you on a bundle of minutes, but it's ridiculously expensive if you buy it from the United States. If you contact Verizon or Sprint or AT&T, they're going to charge you a lot of money and give you a very small amount of data and minutes. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you go into any airport, any major airport in the world, they sell SIMs at the airport. And with that SIM, you will get a ton of data and a lot of voice for very, very little money. Specifically, like Berlin. I know Berlin's really well. Tokyo is fantastic. The one exception is Italy. Rome is horrible. Do not buy an airport SIM, because they will charge you literally 10 times more than it should be. Mm. Actually, 20 times. 20 times more than it should be. Wait until you get outside of the airport. Go find a kiosk. Just buy one. You do have to have an unlocked phone to make it work. But you will typically get between 2 and 5 gigabytes of data and 100 to 400 minutes of talk, unlimited texting. That's basically all you need, right? Yeah. Have you done any international travel where you bought a SIM?
I haven't. Like I said before, I do use Sprint, and I think it's part of our plan.
Okay.
So I think that's part of how they sell it. Sprint is very cheap. It's not great, but it's cheap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's what I've done. But yeah, I mean, my iPhone is unlocked. Like that's what, I mean, Jason used it with his SIM for 6 weeks when we switched. So, and that's Verizon, or I don't know what he has, T-Mobile or Verizon. So I would take your advice in the future. I don't have any international trips planned, but...
User 3346 in the chat room wants to know, what about buying a SIM in the United States? There are some reputable places that will charge you just a very small fee to buy a SIM here for the country you're going to be traveling to. Most of them are out and outright scams. Not in that they're going to steal from you. They will deliver it to you, but it's going to be crazy expensive.
Mm.
I mean, literally, I can walk into the Berlin airport, and within 5 minutes of getting off a plane, I can buy a 25 to 30 euro SIM card that I put into my phone. It gives me 5 gigabytes of data and unlimited talk and text for a month.
At the airport? Because I just never buy anything at the airport. Everything's so expensive at the airport.
I know, but that's the thing. The SIMs are... But that's different than the SIM machines, the SIM vending machines that you'll see in the United States. Most of those are rips.
Okay.
Again, it's, you know, just got to get used to it. Just find out what you know what you should be paying. And if they're asking for way more, way more, say no. I mean, in the United States, we already pay pretty much the highest rate for our wireless telco. So it should be less than what you're paying for in the United States. Right. However... There is one thing. We talked about redundancy, and that's why we have a bunch of gear that's more or less duplicating functions. You have an idea for a redundant phone.
I did. Now, this is sort of crazy. Come with me on my crazy journey. Join me. While I was using the Pixel, I missed the iPhone X so much that I ordered this Android phone with a notch. And it is an iPhone knockoff. It's from China. It's called the Alcatel. I don't even know how to pronounce
that. Does that even qualify as a knockoff?
I don't know. But it's supposed to open with my face. And see, it opens with my face. It does. It has a fingerprint reader on the back that also sometimes works.
No, they literally mean you have to press it to your face.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, touch your code with your nose.
Yeah. So I think I was touching the camera and not the fingerprint reader. But I'll just enter my password so you can see this beautiful $150 Android phone.
Oh, look at that. That gorgeous VGA screen.
It's the...
wait, but Megan.
Yeah.
It's got horns. It is an iPhone.
It's got horns or a monobrow or whatever you want to call it. It runs Android 7, I believe, which is not the most updated version of Android.
It will never be the most updated version.
And, you know, you can have Google Photos, Google Maps on there. For $150, if you lost it, it would not be a big deal. Okay, so Burke helped me set this up, and he was like, do not connect to our Twit network. Do not connect any of your accounts, because this is from China. We don't know where.
Burke's
be safe.
Paranoid, but it's a good paranoid.
Leo was like, oh, it's fine. So I connected all of this up.
His opinion is what counts.
So, yeah, like I can have my Google Photos on there. And that's what the photos look like. They're not great.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. It's a $150 phone with a commensurate camera.
But you can have Google Maps on here. You can have Google Trips, which I like. I installed Google Trips. That's a good app to have if you're going on a trip like you are. My friend who wrote in, so I could Mykonos. And then you could plan your trip as well.
Of all the countries he's listed, all the cities, that's the only one I haven't visited.
Oh, really?
I've always wanted to go there. It looks beautiful.
Me too, because you would want to visit all these places that they're museum, the Aegean Maritime Museum.
It's good for basic functionality. I mean, yeah, it's not a top-of-the-line phone, but it will run all the Google apps that you want to run. You can preload it with the offline areas of all the countries that he listed. And you're right. It's you know, if you lose your phone, that's a big problem.
Right.
So much of our travel data is going to be on that device. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, you'll still have your laptop, but that's a pain. So why not have that secondary device? I would even go one step further, and I would say if you have a secondary device like this, if you're ever going out where you're kind of iffy on security, leave the expensive stuff home. Bring the mm-hmm. burner phone.
Yeah, exactly. I think Chickenhead described it. Chickenhead 21 described it perfectly. It is a top-notch phone.
Oh, this one. Ah, Chickenhead.
So, remember how we said we didn't want a device that only did one thing? This looks like a USB-C,
no,
but it really isn't.
No, they didn't do that. No,
it's not. I gave this because Leo wanted to show this off. Here, open with my face, like you promised.
She really wants it to be an iPhone.
It did that once. I don't know what this is.
So you need that cable.
Yeah.
It won't work without that cable.
And it looks, doesn't it look like a USB-C? But John can attest, we gave it to Leo and he tried a USB-C.
Wait a minute. Hold. I know you won't be able to see it on the camera, but it looks exactly. In fact, no. That is pin.
So let me try your USB.
I bet that's not going to fit.
It's larger.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so here, let me show you how well this works right here.
It's like
can you see this?
Like a Swiss
here, I'll
car.
Show you.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
You just shake it right out of there.
Shake it like a Polaroid. So, okay, wow. So not even like mini or micro USB. They went completely proprietary port. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Would actually be more expensive.
Yeah, I don't. Or it's a poorly done USB-C, like because it doesn't fit. You know, doesn't have the thing that fits into.
Maybe there's
it.
A factory somewhere that like made a bunch of really bad USB-C ports, and like we'll buy them.
But it does have the notch.
It does.
Top notch quality in this Ukitel U18 phone.
Oh, it's. I like that you're bringing this out because it does demonstrate a very good. The possibility for travel, and that is find a burner phone. You should have a burner phone. Assume that you're going to lose the phone and have something so that you can maybe not lose the expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, actually right now, probably the burner phone I would choose, you can get great deals on something like the Essential,
mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, if you look at the right time and the right place, you can get for under $200.
Really? The Essential phone?
Because it kind of flopped.
Yeah. So the one good thing about this is the battery is really lasts a really long time.
Really?
It's a huge battery. Yes. That's its known feature, the huge battery.
And, you know, if you operate it in Wi-Fi only mode, so if you don't have a SIM in there, mm-hmm. The battery life is ridiculously long mm-hmm. because that's what's going to be using up most of your battery over time,
mm-hmm.
not the screen. But the cellular radio, because that's right. always connected.
Yeah.
Okay. And that again, that's the
Oukitel. Best for future.
Best for future.
Oh, Padre.
No. Yeah, I think that's always going to say 999 pieces.
Yeah.
Limited. Always 999. Okay. Look, I get it. I understand budget phones. I'd probably go in a different direction, but that's not a bad one. It's not a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what all of this gear gives him. All the stuff that we've just talked about. The power strip allows him to bring a single universal power adapter. So just one of these rather than a bunch of these, which is nice because you don't want to have a bunch of these in your bag. They take up a lot of space. All of the other devices, including the Anker charger and the MyCharge charger and the tea kettle and the UV sanitizer can plug into that one strip, which is fantastic. He also has the premium wall charger, which can charge his MacBook. In fact, with the gear that we just suggested to him, he now has three devices that can charge his MacBook. He's got this, he's got the battery, and he's got the charger for the battery. They all have USB-C PD, which is enough to charge a MacBook. The MyCharge gives him a separate charging power source in case stuff starts to break. Because remember, always assume that something will break. But if it does, he has He has four power sources for the USB devices. He's got three for his MacBook. And if he loses any of this, it's not a showstopper, which is what we're looking for. We're looking for a way to pack where you can break some of the gear and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one wants to do that panicked rush to the foreign store where you think you might be able to buy something and they're probably going to gouge you on price.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'd like to move away a little bit from this because travel is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like battery packs. I like chargers. I like things that give my devices electricity. However, you're really big into making sure things are organized. I'm not so much, and that's why I end up with a big bag of tangled cords.
You just shove that stuff into a bag? What is wrong with you?
I'm not a good person.
It's horrible.
I'm really not a good person.
I suggest, maybe I'll give this to you, just the horror of you traveling. This is the Cocoon Gridit, and it comes in all different sizes. This one is $24.99, and you can fit all your stuff. So here, this little dongle for my Alcatel, probably a proprietary dongle. I can stick it right there. I have some Jabra headphones right here. I have my Paper 53 stylus, some cords, a lightning cable, and I can even put my phone in here. Let me move my dongle so that I can put my Alcatel in there. You can put all kinds of things in here. And I also like these cord tacos. These are from This Is Ground.
Tacos!
So... I love them because you can wrap cords anyway, but if you're going to really wrap them up, you want to wrap them up with some style. So,
I like this.
They are really nice, aren't they? I love This Is Ground. If you like fancy travel stuff, check it out because they have like a tech dop kit that I have that I love.
Actually, I should probably wrap the messy sides, right?
Yeah.
I'm really not good at this organizing thing, Megan. I'm pretty bad at it.
And did you get this from This Is Ground, too, this little leather thing?
No, that was an Amazon special.
Oh, well, check leather cord taco on Amazon. You'll probably pay less. But I really like these cord tacos. I have another one here, and they come in different colors. And,
I carry Velcro straps, but this looks much nicer.
Yeah.
And again, you travel a lot neater than I do.
So Cocoon Gridit, $24.99. You get a smaller ones. Like you could use like a smaller one for all your lightning cables and maybe the bigger one for all your, you know, USB-C cables or something like that. I really like that. And yeah, and so this is what, that one's tucked in. And you can put more stuff in here like your boarding pass or whatever.
I like this.
It's a gadget's best friend.
I didn't realize that had a secret compartment in the back.
Yeah, for like your tickets or whatever there.
Well, so this allows me to sort of lay everything out and then lay them flat inside the bag, which keeps them from scrunching up to the bottom of the bag, which is typically what happens in my kit.
Mm-hmm.
So
check out the This Is Ground 2 website because they have, I think under Cord Taco, you can... check out the Tech Dop kit or the Voyager 2. Like, they have different little inserts. If you go to one of those, you can see whatever you need, they probably have for you. And the different inserts. Like, if you have an Apple Pencil or, you know, if you bring your mouse or your webcam or whatever, like, they have definitely lots of different issues and different leathers. And yeah, if you need to bring your Amazon Echo with you to Mykonos.
I think that's a perspective
thing. So I really like that. I mean, it's if you want high-end travel stuff. If you're going to travel in style.
There you go.
And if it's a work trip, write it off.
Right. Now, Megan, we got you here.
I'm here.
I figured we should probably use your expertise in the iOS realm. He did mention that he's going to be bringing a iPhone 8S with him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any suggestions for travel apps?
I do. I have two for international travel. I mean, there's Google Trips, which I already showed you for any travel, and ones that you probably know, TripIt, that are really good. They'll just suck up your travel plans from your email and create an itinerary. So I really like those. But I found two specifically for the journey that you're taking. The first one is the Timeline app. Trainline app, sorry. And that is, so all the trains run on different, they're all run in all the countries that you're going to. They are going to be different. So you can't, you could download all the different train apps or you could just get this. It's best for the UK. That's where you're going to get the best. It has all the trains in one app. You can get mobile tickets. You can check the prices. So here it is on my phone. So if I wanted to, I think you said, where in the UK? You were going to Dublin, I think. So
Dublin.
Looked up that, and you can, your destinations, let's say you're going to Dublin Stena, and you can see today, one adult.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I can find the times and prices of that ticket, and I can purchase them right through this app and find out where the transfer is and all the information that you could need right here. So for when you're in the UK... you can use that app. And then for your other trips...
I have to say, the train system in Europe is... It's not the train system in the United States.
No.
I mean, here we think Amtrak or your local, like, BART or Red Line, whatever it's going to be. The train system in Europe is amazing. It is by far the best way to travel. Mm-hmm. Way better than flying by plane because it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can go anywhere in the country, and it's crazy cheap.
Yeah. So the other app that I have is City Mapper. This is great. And if you scroll down on that, I listed all the cities where City Mapper is available. If you can, on my notes.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
That was me, sorry.
So this includes, so it's public transportation and it's Uber integration too, if you happen to use Uber and Uber's available where you're going. City Mapper includes Tokyo, Amsterdam, Paris, Seoul, Berlin, Barcelona.
A lot of them, then, yeah.
Yeah, so if you, here's what it looks like. And I can just say where I want to go and get me to home, get me to work, get me somewhere. If you're in, I'm traveling from Seoul, UEUL, and then I can, you know, there's the map.
I would have a problem with reading the signs, I'm thinking.
You would?
Well, because
you'd use
Korean
this.
Script.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you can share this with a friend. You can probably use your translation app. And so City Mapper is a great way to get around.
It's got Uber integration, which I like. Is there a way, does it, like, say this city has Uber or this city doesn't do Uber?
If you need an Uber and Uber is available, yeah, it'll tell you whether it is or not. So, yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Megan Maroney, thank you very much. Have you ever done a travel episode of iOS Today?
Oh, we have with, you know, Leo co-hosts. So we have done several travel episodes, and he's the expert on that. So this is probably City Mappers. I probably got
that traveling
from him.
Right now. Yeah. So Seamus, if you'd like, go ahead and go for iOS Today. Just look for their travel episodes because they'll give you all the apps that you should probably preload on your phone before you actually head out. That's actually another secret. Whatever app you might think you're going to need, get it loaded before you go, and especially if you're going to be using, say, like Google's offline maps, get all that data downloaded to your phone because it can run into the multiple gigabytes. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be doing that over the SIM that you just bought, and you can't necessarily depend on Wi-Fi to give you that kind of bandwidth. The more that you can plan on this side and the more that you can download on this side is just a little less you have to do when you're there.
Right, and that includes all the movies and songs you're going to want to listen to, TV shows you're going to want to watch. Mm-hmm. Download all those before you go, too.
Yeah, and Seamus, I just want to say, totally jelly. That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you do happen to stop by Rome while I'm there, because I'm going to be there in September, stop by. I'll give you a place to stay, although it sounds like your place is probably paid for. You know, we've got like 60 to 80 guest rooms at our place. We should Airbnb a few of those.
You should.
I could pay for all our tech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, folks, we know that this was a lot of information. And guess what? You're going to get more of it next week. Next week, I'm going to be on with Jason Howell, and we're going to be going over the second part of our travel episodes. Again, we had to reach into the bag. I know there's a lot more of you who wrote questions and wrote emails to me than we can show off. Like, for example, the global road trip from Seamus, there were maybe 8 or 9 other emails that were very close to it. So all of you, Seamus, Jim, Paul, I can't remember the other guys, that's all for you. So this episode was for you. Have a great trip. Now, make sure to go to our show note page at twit.tv/KH. That's for know-how. There you're going to find all of our back episodes. You're going to find the notes. Importantly, the links to the products that we talked about in case you want to pick up a couple of them for your travels. But even more importantly than that, you're going to find the drop-down menu for subscribing. This is the best way to support the show. If you want to see more know-how, if you want to see the topics that are important to you, subscribe so you can get an audio version, a video version, or a high-definition video version into your device of choice each week. It's automatic. In fact, it's automagic. That's what we do here on Know-How. We're all magic like that. Also, don't forget that we do socials. This is a really good way to be part of the community if you go to Google+. Yes, I know Google+ gets a bad rep, but we use it because it's a really focused community. And there's a short approval process so we can keep all those spam bot accounts out. Just asked to join. I will include everyone. I only kick people out who start spamming in the group. There's almost 12,000 Kitas, that's our know-it-alls, who are in every stage of their Maker DIY journey. If you want to ask questions, if you want to answer questions, if you want to post videos of your trips, of your projects, please do it there. And maybe we'll show it off here on the show. Also, don't forget that we can do socials. Megan, where do they find you?
I'm Megan Maroney on Twitter.
And they also find you all over the Twit network. I mean, you do iOS Today on Tuesdays. What time is that?
9-ish a.m.
And you do Tech News Weekly today on
2:30.
Thursdays. Yeah, how about mm-hmm. that? And then we also find you on things like the new screensavers and know-how. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of busy.
And triangulation.
And triangulation. Yeah, how about that? You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/PadreSJ. We have the third member of our group, who today is Burke. He's filling in for Alex. We call him Burke Twitchy Fingers. And so you can find Burke Twitchy Fingers at twitter.com/ForTheBurke. Yes, that's why he's twitchy, because he can't feel those fingers no more. Until next time, I am Father Robert Ballasaire.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And now that you know how, go travel.